Today on Wings, Diana Wanyonyi reports on Kenyan girls in survival sex work along Mombasa's Gassi Beach.
There's a river of birds in migration, a nation of women with wings.
Welcome to Wings, a series of news and current affairs programs by and about women around the world, produced and distributed by the Women's International News Gathering Service.
Hello, I am Diana Wanyonyi, reporting for Wings. I have been looking into a still small effort to deal with a very big problem that is the sexual exploitation of children in my country, Kenya. Here, the legal age of consent for sex is 18 years old, but children much younger are known to be participating in sex to support their families. Rose is 15 years of age, the firstborn in a family of three children. She is one of the girls who barter their body for fish at Gassi Beach along the Indian Ocean in Kwale County in the coastal region of Kenya.
Natoka nyumbani usiku.
Kwa saa ngapi?
Kama saa mbili. Kirudi kama saa sita za usiku.
Wearing a Swahili dress known as dera with mtandio wrapped over her head, she tells me that she is suffering from flu and headache for more than a week, but she hasn't visited any health facility for lack of money. At her tender age, she is forced by her parents to provide food for her family by seeking favors from male fishermen by exchanging sex for fish. She started sex work back in 2014. Her homestead being near the beach, she is an easy prey for male fishermen who exploit her by giving her a half kilogram of fish and between 200 to 500 Kenyan shillings in exchange for sex. That is equivalent to about a pound of fish and between $2 and $5.
Amekuja, amekusimamisha na kutongoza hivyo basi. Na mimi na shida uweze tu kunitongoza hivi paka na mimi unipepesa na
I leave home at night at around 8 p.m. and I come back home at 12 a.m. in the morning. Most of these men usually stop me on my way and they start seducing me, but before I accept I also tell them that they have to give me money before we have sex.
Mbili hivi sasa tu kidogo. Na samaki pia napewa. Ni hivyo hivyo enda kuomba pesa ambayo uwezi kuniomba pesa ngakupa tu pesa hivi hivi. Lazima na mimi unipe kitu.
Every night I have one client. After he agrees on my demand, he gives me 200 shillings and a half kilogram of fish. Sometimes I request some of them to assist me with money, but they usually decline, saying that they cannot give me money without me returning back the favor. So we have sex and he gives me money and a half kilogram of fish, which I take back home. At home, my parents appreciate and my mom starts preparing a fish meal. I usually meet my male clients every day and anytime because my mother usually tells me to go and look for food or even a half kilogram of flour.
Wazazi hawana uwezo, nipo nyumbani kama hakuna kula, patoka tu nyumbani enda kutafuta tu kitu kidogo ulete nyumbani.
So as to provide for the family because my parents are poor and jobless. They don't ask me anything nor quarrel with me because I am the breadwinner. I usually go to Gassi Beach every day. In a month, if I work well, I get 5,000 Kenyan shillings, which is equivalent to $50 per month.
When I asked her if she used condoms with her clients for fear of being infected with sexually transmitted diseases and getting pregnant, Rose told me that for a long time she didn't know anything about condoms.
Situmi kinga. Kuna kinga. Kama taka kufanya mapenzi, kuna kinga. Lazima utumie kinga. Uepukane na yale maradhi.
I didn't use any protection when I had sex with my clients because I was not aware of any protective measures. I remember very well that I used to have sexual intercourse with almost 10 different men, and I had no problem with it. But fortunately, when people from SCOPE organization came, they guided and counseled me on the need to stop sexual activities with men because I'm young, and they also informed me more on condoms.
Najua kama kuna kinga ndo wao watu wa SCOPE walipokuja kwamba msifanye hivi, msifanye hivi.
As I walk with Ross along the shore of the ocean, our conversation is interrupted by a green wooden fishing boat with fishermen from the deep sea approaching the shore, where women, men and children with baskets eagerly wait to buy fresh fish. Most of her clients are fishermen from Tanzania who travel to Gasi once a year during the northeast monsoon winds and stay there for 3 months from December to March to fish and sell their produce. She tells me that when the foreign fishermen go back to Tanzania, her new clients are people using the public transport motorbikes, locally known as boda boda.
Oh, kiondoka natafuta wengine. Au tu ulikuwa nikunipa pesa basi. Eh, atoa boda boda siwalipi.
When the fishermen from neighboring country Tanzania go back to their country, I look for other clients who are motorcyclists, who carry passengers. They are easy targets because they are everywhere and easily found. When I want to go to a given place away from home, I just board a motorcycle. When I'm almost reaching my destination, the boda boda rider agrees to have sex with me as mode of payment, and also he gives me 100 shillings equivalent to $1 as pocket money. And I also do the same with a different boda boda man when I return home.
Ngoma ikisha tutarudi zetu nyumbani. Kwasi shughuliki. Mtu yoyote yule.
Although this beach is known to be unsafe for children, parents still send their teenage girls to come over here to buy fish from the fishermen. Here, I met two teenage girls who informed me that they have been sent by their relatives to buy fish at the cheaper price here. No adult is accompanying them.
I am 15 years old. I am in class 5 and preparing to join class 6. I am here at the beach because I was sent here by my grandmother to buy fish worth 1,800 Kenya shillings. I arrived here at 9 a.m. in the morning and it's almost 1 p.m. But I have not bought any fish because I'm waiting for fishermen to arrive from the Indian Ocean.
I am 17 years. I was sent by my mother to come here at Gasi Bay to buy fish worth 1,500 Kenyan shillings. I am also waiting for the fishing boats from the ocean to buy fish. We will wait because we have been given a little money for us to eat lunch over here as we wait for fresh fish to arrive with fishermen.
Here at Gasi Beach, I met Idi Abdurrahman Juma, Vice Chairman of the Gasi Beach Management Unit. He explains how he and other officials from the beach were trained by the non-governmental organization SCOPE, that stands for Strengthening Community Partnership and Empowerment. SCOPE partners with the organization Teredes Homes from the Netherlands to work on ending the commercial sexual exploitation of children in Kwale County.
Tulipata mwaliko, tulituma mmoja wetu akasoma vile inavyotakikana na alipokuja akaja akatuelezea vile ilivyo na tukaelewa.
We got invitation from Gasi to attend the meeting on ending the commercial sexual exploitation of children. We were trained and informed on the problems that are caused by such exploitation. It was our first time for us as a group to know that commercial sexual exploitation is very bad. We have been seeing like 10 children coming here at the beach to buy fish, which is also dangerous to them. Some of them are already pregnant and others infected with deadly disease here at the beach. The age group of children who take part in commercial sexual exploitation here are the children between 12 to 17 years old. Here at the bay, we have two types of fishermen, one from Tanzania and the other from coastal Kenya.
Wavuvi hapa wako design mbili. Kuna wengine ambao wanatoka Tanga.
20 kilometers from Gasi into the Karanja area in Kwale County, I met Asumta, a 14-year-old girl sweeping inside a makuti thatched mud shanty. She informs me it's a Mangweni, a place where palm wine known as mnazi is sold to people. Just like Rose, Asumta also has sex for money with clients, often drunkards, to provide for her family needs. She is also forced by her mother to sell mnazi.
Nearly dropped class 7 because mama hakuwa na.
I dropped out in class 7 because my mother was not well able to educate me and we lived in poverty.
Eza kwa hakuna chakula nyumbani. Hali ni ngumu, yabidi ufanye kumpenzi kutafuta pesa. Kwa siku nilimtilia 1,200.
Sometimes we lack food to eat, me and my 5 siblings. Life is hard. I was forced to engage in sexual activity with men so as to set food on our table. Being a firstborn, I am depended upon so much by my mother and my siblings.
Maisha ni magumu sana hapa. Sababu walevi wana taabu. Hata kama wewe mwenyewe upendi hizo tabia, itabidi tu ukubali kwa sababu ni biashara.
Most of my clients are palm wine drinkers. In a day, I usually have between 1 and 2 clients. Some of the clients prefer to use condom, while others they refuse, but I do not have any other option because I need money. I just accept. They usually give me money between $1 to $12 per night. Life is hard here. If I refuse to sell palm wine to male customers here, then at home, my mother beats me and goes to an extent of denying me food. She forced me to help her to sell palm wine so as to earn a living. As much as I don't like what I do, I'm forced to do it because we need to survive.
Kwa sababu sipouza, mwanza takatazo sikule, na inabidi uuze tu.
A baseline survey conducted in 2009 by the End Child Prostitution in Kenya Network, an umbrella organization of various non-governmental organizations, found 10 to 15,000 girls living in the coastal areas to be involved in child sex tourism. To address this problem, the non-governmental organization Scope and Teredes Homes from the Netherlands created their project titled End Commercial Sexual Exploitation of Children. The targeted age groups are children between 7 and 18 years old. At Msambweni District Hospital, I met Saumu Salim Dharmwendo, a community health worker under Scope. She guides and counsels young girls on health matters and also on fighting commercial sexual exploitation of girls.
Kwanza wababa ndio wamelegea kabisa katika coast. Tuseme hii Msambweni sub county hii tuseme wababa wamelegea, wababa si wale wababa wa kupeana ushauri watoto wao. Wababa hawana time na watoto. Sana sana wamewachia wamama.
Women are left in the community with responsibility of talking with their children on dangers of commercial sexual exploitation and on reproductive health. Men are reluctant to give advice to their children. In the family, all they do is to come home late, eat and retire to bed.
Jioni, anaoga, anakula, analala hata kujua.
They don't even care if their children are sleeping in the house or they have gone out of the house at night.
Mama, na mama wana majukumu mengi. Hivyo wababa nao pia wawe macho, ili waweze kuungana na mama, waweze kusukuma ili gurudumu.
Ann Okelo is also a community health worker at Scope in Matuga area, 35 kilometers from Msambweni District Hospital. She explains about how she rescues girls who are engaging in sexual activities with men.
Kazi yangu kuu ni kutafuta wale wasichana ambao wanajihusisha na ngono biashara, kuwashauri, kuwaunganisha. Tunataka watoke kwa ile kazi wanafanya na at least wafanye kazi ambayo iko na.
My great work is to look for girls who are engaging in sexual exploitation so as to provide guiding and counseling to them. And also to educate them about the impact of sexual exploitation. And I also engage them in advising them on doing alternative work that will benefit them and also protect their personality, because if they continue, they will all die due to HIV and AIDS.
Ambayo inaeleweka. Kwa sababu wakiendelea kwa hii hali, tutaangamia kama jamii. Hatutakuwa na jamii ya kesho. Kupitia ule ushauri tumewafanyia, wamekubali, tumeongea tu hata na wazazi. kupitia ule ushauri.
The girls have also accepted our advice and this made it easier for us to engage many parents in that community to educate them in groups on how they can start to protect their children and how they can talk to them and openly on matters that affect them. It's not easy. It's not easy for parents to stop selling palm wine because that is where they earn their living. What we have done is that we have told them to find alternative jobs to do to earn a living. Through their groups, they have identified the business they want to do. Through the help of SCOP, they will be given small grants to sustain them so as to stop selling palm wine. For the rescued girls, SCOP has sponsored them to get basic knowledge in the salon business. When they pass the salon test, they will be integrated into different non-governmental organizations so as to sustain themselves in life.
Mtiani tutawalinganisha na mashirika mengine ili wasichana pia waweze kujisimama na tuwe na jamii thabiti.
Emmanuel Kahaso is the program coordinator in charge of the End Commercial Sex Program in SCOP.
Mapenzi biashara ni hali ambao tunakuta kuna ubadilishanaji wakati ya kama ni vitu na ngono kwa mtoto. Na mara nyingi huwa si pesa peke yake, huwa ni kama zile fadhila fulani mtoto anapata akibadilisha na ngono.
But commercial sexual exploitation is where there is exchange of money and goods, especially to children. It is not money only, but some favors the child gets in exchange of sex. We saw the need of sensitizing the public on the negative impact of commercial exploitation of children. This area in Kwale County is known for attracting a lot of tourists because of its clean, sandy beaches.
UNICEF ilifanya utafiti kuangalia mambo ya watoto kuhusika katika ngono biashara. Ilisemekana kwa kuna zaidi ya watoto 1,050 hapa Kenya saa na 1,030 katika ufuo wa bahari.
In 2006, UNICEF did a research in matters of sexual exploitation of children and it indicated that there are more than 50,000 children in Kenya who are doing the vice and 30,000 sell their bodies along the beaches in the coastal Kenya. As an organization, we also found out that more than 15,000 children here in Kenyan South Coast are used for commercial sex work in tourism. This is the reason as to why we ventured into educating the communities in grassroots areas in fighting commercial sexual exploitation on children, given that because of traditions and taboos, parents do not talk openly with their children on reproductive health, and some of the perpetrators who are found guilty of the vice are not arrested because of taboos. We have now reached 360 children who are victims and 500 others who are in danger of taking part in commercial sexual exploitation.
Ni wako katika zile familia ambazo zimevunjika, familia ambazo zinaongozwa na watoto ama katika maeneo ambayo yana wazazi wao wanaingilia biashara ambazo zinawahatarisha watoto.
Hamisa Zaja is an activist and a coordinator for people living with disability in coastal Kenya.
I have seen girl child prostitution and I have seen the other side of young men being house husbands. Young girls have seen other young girls prospering because of doing prostitution. They have seen young girls dropping out of school, getting tourists, or doing local prostitution with locals. So these young girls have seen others prospering through the same channel and seeing a lot of problems at home. Like right now, we have seen a lot of drought affecting so many parts of the coast. And young girls are going to bed with men as cheap as getting a packet of flour to cook ugali. The need of uplifting the family, the need of helping the family, has taken a lot of young girls out for prostitution. It's a story that comes back every now and then. They are in our houses. It has affected so many young girls, dropping from school or sometimes even not going to school, but start doing prostitution to make sure that the family changes like those other ones which have changed. The issue of the fishermen. Now that people go seasonal to areas, people fetch for fish. Like, for example, you would be living in Lunga Lunga, South Coast. There are some times which they don't have fish. So those people will travel. Those are the richest people, by the way, those who do fishing. Those are people who are doing businesses every day, so at least they have 100 per day. So they are the richest. So they can marry as many as even 5 to 6 girls. When they shift now, for example, now they come to North Coast, Mtwapa, Malindi, those sides of Watamu. Here is also going to marry or get involved with some other ladies, as many as possible. The other richest people are the boda boda people.
Public transport motorbikes are locally known as boda boda.
Boda boda people now are the ones who own at least a shilling. And because they own the shilling, it's like having a boda boda in your homestead. It's like having maybe a bicycle. The last century of where the people who had bicycles were the richest. Now having the boda boda is just like that. So this young man of boda boda, who has even no license, just because he has not even gotten an ID, will now get involved to so many young ladies, because he can provide 50 shillings, can provide 100 bob to a girl. So because of providing such, you will have as many young girls as possible to play around with, because that's the sourcing of income. We have different issues on the ground that affect our young girls to do very early childhood prostitution. And we have cases where these young girls are being violated into one way or the other. You'll find some of them being killed in love triangles, because you love a young man and this young man loves several young ladies, and instead they go fighting or they go sending gangs to each other. So you find in love triangles we've been burying a lot of young ladies. And this has happening both in South Coast, in North Coast, that is the Kilifi County, the Kwale County. And some of these young ladies come from rural areas to town. They come as maids to work. But when they come here, like, their parents would know that they have gone to look for jobs in town. But when they come here, they change. They start now sleeping with different people to get quick, easy income.
What are some of the steps that you are doing to curb this prostitution among girl child here in Coast Region?
What we are trying to do as a mother is to talk to our young girls. We have started moving from one village to the other, calling them in one area, doing sensitization, especially in reproductive health, communicable diseases which are very infectious, talking to young ladies that there are alternatives like businesses. We have tried again to do entrepreneurship trainings to them, so that at least they can do small savings and start small businesses all together, so that they can prosper in other ways. There are some other alternatives that someone can use. We have also sensitized some other girls to go back to school. Especially that we have free education. We help them with sanitary towels. Sometimes we just contribute as women and give them sanitary towels to girls, so that we can encourage them. Like, through my life as a woman living with disability, I usually tell the girls that, for example, if I said I can't because of disability, do you think I could do prostitution? Because according to how I am, I cannot wear anything short to go and attract anybody. So would I choose that so that I can help myself? Would I use my body to entertain someone, because no one would have gotten attracted to me? So there are some other alternatives. Let's think of other people who cannot do prostitution. And they have tried in their lives, like I have. And I have gone to school. And I could also have said that I can't, because all the government institutions, the government public schools, they are not conducive for persons living with disability. I would say I couldn't carry water in school, so I would say no one would carry for you for 4 years, from form one to form four. No one would do that. So if I wouldn't have given myself courage and confidence and say, of course I can't carry water, but of course God had given me something else instead of carrying water. And I looked myself, I said, where am I blessed by God so that I can help myself? I said, I can plait people's hair very nicely. That is a talent God has given me. So I used to plait my fellow girls in school, and they could fetch water for me. I could sit down and wash for them their clothes, and they bring water for me. So I looked for alternatives. Those made me sustain until I reached college, until I reached university, and those are the issues of the talent. Mm. So everyone, God had given everyone a talent. You can use your talent to produce you something positive, mm-hmm. so that you can help yourself instead of doing prostitution. Not all those people who have done prostitution have prospered in life. Some of them, they have died very young and leave children behind. Some of them have even died, they have not gotten money. I was doing a sensitization workshop, and a young lady stood and said, I went to bed with a Tungu man for about 8 hours non-stop. When he finished, I told him, give me my money. And he said, I'm going to give you your money, but you should produce a receipt. I don't offer any service without a receipt. So this lady didn't have a receipt. So this man removed a gun and said, so leave me alone. So these are the few stories people should share and not think about that I'll go to bed with this man and I get money. Sometimes you go to bed with that man and you don't get money. We sit with mothers and fathers to tell them to be responsible. Once you bury your girl or you bury your boy, just look for that reason that it doesn't hurt another child of yours. Mm. Children are not like, if they go, they steal and bring you good phones and you keep quiet. Or they bring you money, you keep quiet. You'll find young girls, so long as that girl can come and provide food, parents have decided to keep quiet. No, you are going to be asked. In Islam, you are going to be asked even about your neighbors. 40 houses in front of you, 40 houses behind you, 40 houses beside you, you are going to be asked. God said, I'm going to ask you about even your neighbors. So it's not even taking good care of your own children, even your neighbors, even the society. Orphans have been told that the other rest of the parents who remain behind are your parents. That's the only way we can bring a very good and well-behaved society.
That was Hamisa Zaja, an activist and coordinator for people living with a disability in coastal Kenya. For Wings, I am Diana Wanyonyi in Mombasa, Kenya.
To hear this and other Wings programs again, email wings@wings.org or check our page at facebook.com/wingsradio. Wings thanks all our friendly supporters, including Genevieve Vaughn, Suzette Cullen, and your local community radio station. Wings makes programs available to stations free of charge. Inquire by email, wings@wings.org. The Wings sound logo is from Libana's album, A Circle is Cast. I'm Frida Worden. This is the Women's International News Gathering Service.